de fin.
Good morning. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and it's a great time to be on the air with RBN. We got a great program today. We're going to be looking at deception, being deceived, and can we be deceived, and how are we being deceived? And so this whole program, the whole 2 hours, we're going to be talking about some of the deceptions that that we see. We're going to be talking about the North American Union, but we're also going to be talking about the SPP and the deception that's going on and even releasing this to the public. So this is Carl Sanders, Signs of the Times, and I'm excited about being here. Got a couple news items, that just a couple things to talk about. As you know, we talk about the signs of nature, earthquakes in diverse places and pestilences and diseases, and my goodness, we got more diseases now than we've ever had. So if this isn't a sign of what's going on, I don't know what it is. And then we talk about the signs of society that's renamed everything, and a society that's living for self. The Bible says that in the last days, men will be lovers of self, and boy, we're sure seeing that kind of thing. But we talk about technology. And I've talked to you about the little microchip implants and my involvement in the project and the time I spent with that. But I just got a little bulletin here that I think is kind of interesting. And I'm going to read just a little bit of it to you and let you see just how this is happening all over the world. China enacting a high-tech plan to track people. Shenzhen, China. Boy, I've been across that border many times, across the Shenzhen. At least 20,000 police surveillance cameras are being installed along the streets here in southern China. And by the way, that's right on the Hong Kong border. And will soon be guided by sophisticated... Hey, we got the music coming. We'll be back in just a minute with the Signs of the Times.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Signs of the Times, Carl Sanders, and I was just reading an article out of the New York Times. It was the 12th of August, and I think an amazing article. It talked about surveillance, China enacting a high-tech plan to track people. And what's real important about this is microchips in people is not new. They've been doing this for a while, but what really flagged me was the chip they're using, and it's data on the chip will include not just the citizen's name and address, but also work history, educational background, religion, police record, medical insurance status, and landlord's phone number. Even personal reproductive history will be included for enforcement of China's controversial one-child policy. Plans are being studied to add credit histories, subway travel payments, and small purchases charged to the card. Now, isn't that amazing that all of a sudden we have, instead of a microchip that is an identity chip, we've got these people now carrying a lot of information with them. And so Just a little bit of information about what China is doing, and they civil rights in China aren't considered. We gave favored nation status to China when their civil rights record and their human rights records were unbelievably bad, and they're still slaughtering house church Christians. But it's Christians that's being killed, not other people. So it's not really important. And that's a soapbox item for me. I get up on a soapbox about this, but how we've given favored nation status to a nation with that kind of civil rights thing. The Chinese government has ordered all large cities to apply the technology to police work and to issue the high-tech residency cards to 150 million people who have moved to a city but not yet required permanent residency. We talk about our borders, and we're going to be talking about that a lot today, but we talk about what's coming across our borders and this type of thing. The problem that the government will bring the solution for. We'll have a solution for this problem. We're going to have a solution for unidentified people. We are going to, the Bible says that every man, woman, and child will receive the mark. And so we're going to solve the problem. And the government's well on the way to solving the problem. But the thing I wanted to talk about today, and we'll have some guests on, and we're going to talk about deception. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, not because they didn't get the knowledge, but look at this. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. This is a real powerful scripture talking about the lack of knowledge because it was rejected. And folks, people are deceived and they're fast asleep and they're sitting here. This stuff is coming in all around us and we aren't willing to stand up and be counted and do something about it. So I decided that this program we ought to talk about deception and being deceived and how we could be deceived. One of the things that we've lost in this country is our vision. It says the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. There is no boundary stones anymore. You wonder why the kids are running wild. You wonder why execution-style murders, this murder we had the other day with this illegal immigrant. And people say, oh, you're picking on the illegal immigrants. Well, listen, the crime rate has gone up remarkably in areas where there's a lot of illegal immigrants. So in the very word, they're illegal. Okay, so get off your soapbox with that, and let's start looking at what God set up in this country. Like a frog in a pound of water sometimes, we've sat here and let this thing heat up all around us. And so God had a watchman that stood on the wall, and they warned the people. And if they warned the people didn't listen, then the blood was on their hands. But if they didn't warn the people, then the blood was on the watchman's hands. So Scripture's real, real clear about that. I don't want any blood on my hands, so I'm going to speak out. I'm going to speak out till I have no breath left to speak out with. How can we be deceived? Can a Christian be deceived? Well, I believe that we see that the Christians are being deceived. They're being deceived daily from the pulpit. They're being deceived by buying into the world system. But there was a fellow named Joshua, and he was... But Joshua was deceived. There he was in the camp. The enemy was in the distance, and here come some people in with old moldy bread in their pocket and torn clothes, and they said, "We've come from afar." And you know what Joshua did? He felt sorry for those guys. They'd come across the border, come across the desert, and they'd come across. And all of a sudden, Joshua said, come on in. Come on in. And the princes, Joshua's princes accepted these guys. And before they knew it, they had the enemy in the camp. I believe there's a biblical parallel here to what's going on right now. We are embracing everything that comes in. And instead of saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, if you want a real eye-opener, look at Mexico's immigration laws. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll read a few of those with you. Boy, they don't allow illegal immigration into Mexico. You can't get in there, and you can't own property. There's all kinds of things you can't do. But Joshua was deceived. Jesus said in Luke 21:34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. Well, how about that? There is a way. Overcharge your hearts, be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. By the way, trusting your heart's a real problem. That's a wicked muscle. It has a lot of things in it, and there's no other part of your body that's going to attack you. Like, you look at, it's in the newspapers all the time about heart attacks. You know, people are attacked by their heart. Well, just a little bit of, you can take that or leave it, but certainly a lot of things proceed out of the heart. So trusting your heart. There's also another thing that will cause deception, and that is spiritual drunkenness. I don't mean drunkenness spirit. I mean spiritual drunkenness, just absolutely embracing anything that goes on out here, the every movement. We've had a bunch of these movements across the country. Toronto, the Toronto Blessing, and they had galleries where you could sit and watch this stuff go on, Pensacola and a lot of others. And so I don't want to get off on that, but there is certainly a spiritual drunkenness. Cares of this life, the world. All of a sudden, everything that is going on in this world starts pressing in on us. And so we can be deceived because all of a sudden, you know, the world has come in on us. So those are some of the ways. He called us as Christians to be separated from the world. Sometimes secular people are more separated from the world than Christians are. Somehow the Christians seem like they've folded back into the world and its system. He called us to be separated from the world. Now, you put a boat in the water, and that's good. That boat will float along in the water just fine. But I'm going to tell you something. You get the water in the boat, then you've got a real problem. That thing is going to sink. And we've got too many. You know, we're to be of the world, praise God, but not in the world. And we're not to have water in our boat. Just a little thing to touch on there. The Bible tells us very clearly in 1 Thessalonians 5:4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Well, folks, you're not in darkness unless you choose to be. And a lot of people are choosing that darkness. They've turned their... They said, "Well, we've elected a Christian president. Now we don't have to worry." And boy, I tell you, there's been a real wake-up call for that one. And a lot of people are saying, "My Lord, what happened? What?" Well, he's a man. When you follow a man, you got a problem. And we need to lay everything we do up against that old Bible, that old blackback Bible, and lay it up against the Bible where it addresses politics. It's 100% accurate, where it addresses the, and here comes the music again, and so I praise God for you. We'll be back right after the commercials with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Praise the Lord. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And we're on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we were just talking about deception, how we can be deceived as Christians. And sometimes, as I said earlier, the secular world is wiser than we are in the Christian world. Because what we do is chuck our brains at the door instead of listening and using, God tells us that we perish for a lack of knowledge, not because we don't have the knowledge, because we reject it. And, that rejection is what we need to talk about. And I think we have Ken Little on the phone. Ken, God bless you, brother.
Good morning, Brother Carl. How are you?
Are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Well, I'm just doing good. I'm trying to stir the pot up a little bit this morning. Had an article out of the New York Times talking about what's going on in China with the high tech, and I was just amazed at the amount of data that they're able to pick up with their system. So it's just one of those, they've got complete control of the people.
Ain't it grand, Carl, when you got a totalitarian society? Isn't it wonderful when you have complete control, Carl? Don't you love living like that?
Oh, listen, I spent a lot of time in China, and it was amazing hiding in doorways and trying to find my way around. But it's amazing. If you want to chuck your brains and just forget about anything that's going on, I guess that kind of society would be all right. But I love my country. I fear my government, but I love my country. So Ken, we're talking about deception this morning, and we've got another caller or two on, and we'll get him on in a little bit. Talk about deception a little bit.
Well, the ultimate deception, of course, is when the Bible tells us that be not deceived, God is not mocked. You know, so if you're in the business of mocking God, you're already deceived. But I think the bottom line, just to kind of cut to the chase, is that without truth, you are deceived. If you got a little bit of leaven or a little bit of compromise or a little bit of truth and half-truth, you're already deceived. Why? Because you're making decisions based on things that are not accurate. You know, it's pretty easy to figure out. If you launch a bullet at a target, 3 feet away, you can be up a couple inches, no problem. But you take that out 1,000 yards, you're going to miss the whole target. Or if you launch a spaceship 1 degree off, you're going to miss the moon. It only takes a little bit of compromise or false information or deception to miss the entire goal. So if we aren't completely operating on the truth of any particular thing, or accuracy if you prefer that, we're going to be deceived. And I look at today, we have the same things we saw written, and whatever else you believe about the Bible, it's a very good history book. And if we don't learn from history, we're going to doom to repeat it. So you look at it and you see all about deceptions, and we see where we're going exactly the same place. And I mentioned before, I think, that when Pontius Pilate, who was the Roman governor at the time, was talking to Jesus, Jesus said, I've come to bear witness, essentially, of the truth. And he said, what is truth? And that right there is a very telling statement about how deceived Pilate was. He was highly educated, and like the Bible says, forever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. So in this country, we've substituted information for knowledge, and knowledge means intimate personal experience. So in the case of Pilate and Jesus, Jesus himself is a truth. So the truth is not a what. So when Pilate said, what is truth? He was deceived because he was looking for truth as a what, some doctrine, some statement, some idea that he could then manipulate. But the truth is none of those things. The truth is a person, and his name is Jesus, or Yahshua, or Yeshua, or whatever name your culture calls him because of your language. So that's my idea of deception, is if you don't know the truth, you're going to be deceived. And the same thing's true here. If we depend upon the local press, we'll say, or the TV, or even the Internet for information, if we don't check it out and go back to basics, we're going to be deceived because we're not getting the information. And now with the Internet, you can search all over the place and find foreign news services, for example, and read all kinds of things that are not in our newspapers. And so we know we're not getting all of the information, and so we are deciding things based on half-truth, half-lies, quarter-gospel, whatever it is. So that's kind of my soapbox. I really I hate it when we make these decisions based on the stuff they spoon-feed us. Sounds like China, don't it?
It sounds like China. It sounds just exactly like, we used to, they put up the speakers and all day long they will put the propaganda out. And that seems to be the normal in any communist country. When I was in Romania, it was the same way when Ceausescu was in power, and the propaganda comes. Well, our propaganda comes over networks that have been bought and paid for by the political powers that be. And so, Ken, we don't get the truth. It's kind of amazing. It sounds like we've got the music. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and guests on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, and then caller John from Tennessee is on the line. Okay, so what do I do with those things? Just look at them? All right. Okay. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got Ken Updegrove on, and we've also got John from Tennessee. And, Ken, we were just discussing this... This thing with deception, and hang in there, and let's get a little input from John. John from Tennessee, come on, John, and if you've been listening to the program, give us some insight.
Okay, am I on? Hello.
Yeah, you're on, John.
I think you're on. Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Ken. Ken, you have you've come on and you've taken quite a few of my talking points. So I appreciate that, to be truthful. Carl called, the Bible's an amazing book. 66 books that are full of answers for every question that we might have.
Amen.
As we grow, even before we become Christians, the answers are there. Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that a lot of times after people come to the Lord, their study of God's Word ends, or it slows down dramatically. You mentioned Hosea 4:6 this morning, you know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. That's an important verse. It's important for Christians, yes, we're to tell others how to come to Christ. But we're also, as we reach that point, then we're supposed to continue to search for knowledge. And when we don't, like Ken said, it's easy for us to be deceived. If we're depending on the media, on newspapers or Fox or CNN or any of the mainstream media to give us the truth, we're looking to a false source.
Amen.
You know, we've got a mind that God gave us. He told us, me and Ken and Carl and any other believers, come, let us reason together. You know, we're to go to one another, to fellow believers. I don't believe that we're supposed to go to Fox or ABC or NBC to get our answers to life's questions or to even get the truth about what's going on. We're going to get a little bit, but you better believe that for every truth that God gives us, Satan's got a counterfeit, and he's doing his best to mislead and deceive, and it's unfortunate that even Christians in the church and even pastors in the church are getting on board with this, and they're agreeing to, even unknowingly, to participate in the deception. You know, they're on the wrong side of the fence.
That's right. Well,
they're one of the things that, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just want to key on something that John said, you know, about we're not supposed to go to outside sources, you know, to get our information. And I have two comments about that. The first one is that Paul wrote about that, and I'm going to paraphrase it in a sarcastic way. Paul was talking about people who are brethren who had disputes. He said, can't you find some village idiot to judge this? Do you have to go to the courts? That's the first thing. Second thing is the Bible is very succinct. And whether or not you believe the Bible, it has incredibly accurate historical statements. But one
like
of the
100%.
Things, 100%. One of the things that it says is trust no man. And again, I lean on Carl as the mathematician, but I think no is zero. So we're not supposed to trust man. That pretty well puts a limit on what we should do with our leaders, huh?
Well, it does. And when I tell people, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm the cook, the kook here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm the crazy guy.
I'm the crazy guy in the People's Republic of California.
Well, see, I call into talk radio, and maybe I'm wrong in doing so, and many times I probably am, because there's certain things Carl and I have talked about before. People have scales on their eyes, and their ears are closed to the truth until their heart is redeemed and restored. They cannot, I don't believe, comprehend what they really need to know. But my reason for doing so is that there may be one, and if there's one in 10,000 that I can get on the radio and say something that may help give them, not that I'm the brilliant person, I'm nothing.
Well, John, another thing happened too. Go ahead, Carl.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that the first election for Bush down in Mena, Arkansas, it's a matter, it's on tape and it's a matter of record, that I said he was going to be a Trojan horse, that he would enter in through the gates. When the gates were closed, then the deception would come. And I believe that's been borne out in the 8 years of his, close to 8 years of his time. I've never seen such deception in just little things and the cover-ups and the it seems like you know, we talk about the arrogance of the administration from the top clear down to the bottom. It's an arrogant administration, and if you couple that with the apathy of the people and the apathy of the Christians, then you've got the situation that we're in right now. Knocking on Iran's door.
I've talked to you about it before, Carl, and you know there's hundreds and thousands of Christians that if you ask them, they'll say, yes, I believe the Bible is God's word and it's true from cover to cover. But yet they won't believe, they won't exercise or act on the beliefs in their word. You know, what turned my turned a light onto me was, on, and I'll never forget it, September 12th, 2001. We all know what happened on the 11th, and I've only told up to this point one person what happened to me at about 2 o'clock in the morning of the 12th. I got up. I live in the country here in Tennessee. I got up and went into the kitchen to get me a glass of water, and I looked out the window. And, Carl, it was if there was it was an overcast, foggy night, and it was like there was a war in heaven. There was lightnings, but there wasn't lightning. It wasn't heat lightning. It was ball lightning above the clouds, and there was no sound. And I thought, this is strange. You know, there is actually, I believe, it was a vision given to me, like the book of Amos says, that there's a war. That was the beginning of a literal war in heaven. That was Satan opening up to his end game. I mean, I believe we were walking through another period of time to where God and Satan, you know, we're in the last days, and I think that that was the actual beginning of it. And I told people then. I didn't tell them what went on because very few people will believe me. But if God's word's true and Amos is true and it was written for this time that we're in, Amos, the book of Amos says that men will have visions and young men will have dreams. His word's true. And I've told one person, it was a pastor, my father-in-law of all people, and he looked at me and said, well, you'd have to be pretty close to the Lord to have a vision, for him to give you a vision. And I thought, well, praise the Lord, because I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm trying to be as close. I'm trying to get up as close to him as I can get. And I believe that I was given a vision.
Well, I don't dispute that.
I believe
that, John.
God is reaching out in this time. Yeah. Yeah, I believe God is reaching out in this time, John. And I think that certainly the 9/11 was a turning point. And, you know, in one of the commercials, it talks about we don't have Democrats, Republicans, we've got globalists. And people are looking at a globalist agenda. Yeah. And, Ken, what's your take on we're talking a little bit more about deception and how in the world we got into this. You know, the rest of that verse, by the way, in Amos talks about that he will forget our children. And I think we've never seen a mess like we have with the children right now. So go ahead, Ken.
I was just thinking about some of the things that, I mean, the Bible talks about deception all the way from the beginning to the end. Ever since Adam's determination in the garden, we've been deceived. And I look at, you know, again, I try to address people whether or not they believe, whether they're Christians or not. The Bible has very, very accurate statements. I'll give you just two of them. One of them, I just realized their day was amazing to me. But one of them was where Jesus said to his followers, beware of the leaven, that is the deception, the corruption, the yeast, or whatever you want to call it, the compromise, the Pharisees and Herod. Well, the Pharisees were religious leaders. Herod was the political leader. So here's someone who is always considered at least a wise man, over 2,000 years ago, tells everybody, and it goes way back beyond that, tells everybody to beware of the political leaders and the religious leaders. Now, that certainly speaks of his time, but does ours as well, because, you know, the statement is that God hasn't changed, and that's absolutely true, and I thank God for that. But man hasn't changed either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't evolved and gotten better. We're not smarter or wiser or have better manners or a greater culture. We're no less crooked than they were in those days. And all you got to do is look at Rome, and Rome is a tremendous parallel to what's happening to us right now, and I can go into that later. But the thing that really amazed me the other day, Carl, was I was reading in the book of Acts. I actually studied it for the first time, not just reading it. And just before, I'm going to say roughly 30 years before Israel was completely destroyed by the Romans and scattered throughout the entire world, an interesting thing was happening there. When Paul was on trial, he was at the Sanhedrin, which is the council of all the elders, but there were only two political parties, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. As you call them, Carl, they're sad, you see. But what was interesting was you look at those two political parties, they controlled everything, and the deception that was there and the lack of power for anybody who didn't agree with those people was an absolutely amazing parallel to me. And it got so bad out of the two-party system that deception was so rampant that the Sadducees didn't believe in spirit or angels or resurrections. Well, those were all the things that their prophets and their fathers and Abraham believed in. Abraham had a personal visitation from angels. And they say Abraham was their father, so they're saying he's a liar because they don't believe in it. Joshua, when he's taken on Jericho, had a personal visitation from an angel. And all these, their own prophets that they say they're following, don't agree with them, and they're saying, well, we don't accept that. So what are they worshiping then? If they won't accept that God himself is a spirit, how can they call themselves, in that case, Jews? We have the same thing today. How can we call ourselves Christians when we believe all these wild, cockamamie things that pastors are telling us?
Let me say this, and then I'll listen. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to be salt. And then it asks a question. What good is the salt if it's lost its savor?
That's right.
Except to be trodden underfoot. You mentioned yeast and leaven a little earlier. You know, a little leaven spoils a whole loaf. I mean, the book is full of so much truth and instruction, but yet for a Christian or for anyone to believe it and stand upon it, man, they'll call you a foolish man in a split second, you know, in a New York minute. They'll tell you to go get your tinfoil hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually count it as a badge of honor because Paul was a fool for Christ, man. Everywhere he went, he wound up in prison. You know, Bible tells us that through the foolishness of preaching, men come to the Lord. So call me a fool. I mean, I don't mind one bit. The thing that hurts is that I am sincerely trying to bring people to the cross, to let them know that time is short. We're given a command. It's not, hey, would you all go tell people about me if you feel like it? You know, we're commanded to go into the world and preach the gospel. We're told that as we see things approaching, to look up because he's coming back. People say they believe it, but they don't act on their belief.
Amen.
It's mind-boggling to me. Carl, I love you, brother. And Ken, you and
well,
I...
Well, I love you, too. And you hang in there.
Hey, I'm
we're
never
going
giving
to,
up.
We've got...
Thank you, fellas.
Amen. We got another guest, Robert from Utah. And Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Robert's there. Good morning, Robert. That's really TJ. And it's good to have you on. And Ken Little is on with us. And how's things going for you out in Utah today?
Well, things are pretty awesome here. I see a lot of things happening right in front of my eyes. I felt I could tie right into what your discussion has been about this morning.
We're really looking at deception and how deception. Let me just read a couple things here. We'll talk about deception. This was in the Washington in the New York or no, the Washington. Let's see here. I mean, Washington Times. And President Bush's two-day summit with the leaders of Canada and Mexico is nearby Montebello is raising fears among some conservatives that the three governments are planning a European Union-style supergovernment.
Yep,
and I think what's amazing is that the White House dismissed the suspicions of a coming North American Union as silly and a conspiracy theory. Americans are going to remain Americans, Canadians are going to remain Canadians, and Mexicans are going to remain Mexicans, a senior Bush administration official said on the condition of anonymous. He didn't want anybody to know he said it. Okay. I think it's amazing, this meeting in Montebello, Canada, is the third time the President of the United States, the President of Mexico, and the Prime Minister of Canada have schemed, as they put it in their first SPP meeting March 23, 2005, to consolidate our action into a North American framework. Now, this is what they said they were going to do in 2005. If we go back and look at what they've said in the past and what they continue to say, and there are congressmen that are upset about it. They've written letters. They've tried to get this thing stopped. There is absolutely no ratification by Congress of this, but this Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP,
they're moving forward anyway.
And here we got the music coming. We'll be right back after the commercial with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and guests.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've been talking about deception this morning, and how people are deceived, how Christians are deceived. And I just want to, before we get back to our guests, I just want to go over a couple of things here. After the first SPP summit in March of 2005, President Bush, former Mexican President Vicente Fox, and former Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin released a joint statement saying, in effect, that it was their hope that their meeting would consolidate our action into a North American framework. And so 2 months after that meeting, after the initial SPP plotting session in 2005, the Council on Foreign Relations, a group that for decades has been pushing globalism, published a 59-page report that outlined the steps necessary for the formation of a North American Union to replace the three independent nations. The blueprint for the adoption of America called for the establishment by 2010 of a North American economic and security community, among other things, to facilitate the freer flow of people within North America. And this move would eliminate illegal immigration. Nothing would be illegal anymore. And here's the scary part. The report demanded an open border for the movement of goods and people, for a huge increase in foreign aid to Mexico, and for a super court to take care of North American dispute resolution. 1 month after the CFR report appeared, Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Richard Lugar held a hearing to promote the ideas of Robert Pastor, Vice Chairman of the CFR Task Force that produced the 59-page blueprint for the surrender of the United States sovereignty. In his testimony before the Senate, Pastor revealed further details of CFR plans for a continental perimeter, a common North American border with no national borders in between. Sounds like one of the regions of the ten kingdoms in Revelation. What he described was a super state modeled after the European Union, which would eventually demand a common currency. As Pastor himself put it, what we need to do is forge a new North American community. Pastor talks about an integrated continental plan for transportation and infrastructure that includes new North American highways and high-speed rail corridors. And I could go on and on, but this is the thing that Bush is saying, this is silly. This kind of planning has gone into it. In fact, construction has already begun on some of these NAFTA corridors, these highways. And Ken, have you got a comment on that?
What John had to say, I actually had quite a few. I just make one real quick, and that is that what you just described could not come to be under the Constitution. I always go back to the basics, remember? If you want to know what's right, you go back to the Bible. If you want to know what's happening in America and what should be legal, you have to go back to the Constitution. The Constitution does not provide for any such merger of any kind. You cannot do it by treaty because treaties have to be ratified by the Senate. The Senate has no power to ratify something that's unconstitutional, so it's impossible under the Constitution. So that means they got to get rid of the Constitution.
We got the music.
All right.
We got the music coming again, Ken. We'll see you right after the commercial.